IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. Here is Viewpoints. I'm Hadi Saravi, your host. In the history of mankind, there are people who want to oppress others. In the society or all around us, we can find examples of it. Sometimes we fight back, sometimes we quit. But what do you do if you are told to give up your country? In today's episode, we are going to talk about a nation who were told to leave, but instead stayed and fought back and suffered, and lots of other things happened. Still stayed for more than 70 years. And today, after these many years, their voices are beginning to be heard. Today, we talk about a nation of courage and sacrifice, Palestine. Let's welcome our guests. Dear brother Ali, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is awesome to have you here with us. And Dr. Rouhani, like always, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, this is great to have you here. We are seeing that the different incidents are happening in the world. People from Palestine have returned stronger than before, and they're fighting back. Do you think, let me ask it in this way, should they continue this way? I mean, so many people are being killed.
Yeah.
Shouldn't sit together, isn't it time to sit together and talk, and or losing lives is the only way?
Well, this is a good question, bro. Look, when a right is being violated, then the only way to take back your right is to defend, and is to try your best. Mm-hmm. In the last 8 decades, I can say, or 7 or 8 decades, we saw that people tried different ways. So those who were afraid of, for example, they're being killed, I mean, they tried to reach to a sort of compromise. Mm. Some different ways have been experienced. But I think from the day one, the issue of resistance should have come up with this mentality. And this solution, I mean, if they are after a peaceful solution, the solution has been already set. That is, real inhabitants and original inhabitants.
Sometimes you
but
start fighting.
Now that everything is over, I mean, everything has been lost, I think the only way to take back your own right is to resist. I mean, yes, you might give something, but you will take your own right back. Look, we have something in traditional medicine, which is called hijama. Hijama means to take some portion of blood for your own body. But this hijama actually guarantees your health.
I know. I understand what you're talking about. But the point is that sometimes you see that you're losing everything and you're gaining, maybe you don't gain something now.
Why maybe? For sure you will gain. Where this maybe has come from.
So this is it.
Definitely.
So I want you to talk about it.
Look, in the story of the Battle of Badr, the number of Muslims were 313, right? Mm. By the other side, the infidels, how many they were? Almost 10 to 12,000 people.
Okay.
So they could say by themselves, maybe we miss, maybe we get defeated. So it's not rational to stand in front of them.
Okay.
But right after the battle, when Muslims actually won, the Holy Prophet asked the captives, not all those who have been killed, asked the captives, how did you see Muslims in your eyes? They were saying that we saw every one of you with many people behind them, right? Mm-hmm. The same thing happened in the story of Talut and Jalut. The number were also 313, and the other side, more than 4,000 something, right? But what happened? Who was the winner of the game at the end of the day? Look, Allah's promise is there. كَمْ مِنْ فَأَةٍ قَلِيلَ غَلَبَتْ فَأَةٍ كَثِيرَةً.
Of course.
So don't look at your number, which is very few. But look at Allah's promise when He promised in case that you step ahead for Allah's sake, Allah will compensate for you and Allah will help you.
Okay.
Allah will assist you. You don't need to get frustrated. In our ideology, we have no place for hopelessness because we fully trust in Allah's promise. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So we can trust Allah's promise in this way. Even if you are killed, it is ahdal husnain. That is, we are prosperous.
So you
then.
Mean when you are when with these bloodshed, with these, I mean, we are seeing children are being killed, and this is not a very something that everyday like.
Yeah.
Babies are killed. You know, this is happening right now.
True.
And then you consider all these gains.
Look, bro. Even we are not going to be afraid of, for example, kids being killed. This is very dreadful for us. We see our kids are being killed daily, on a daily basis. But this is not something that we get frightened from.
Uh-huh.
Look, even look, this Ahd al-Husnain concept, which is a Quranic concept.
Okay.
Even if we are killed and martyred, this is a prosperity for us, right, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, even if we are killed, but we are gaining, I mean, what is, even, look, with this mature calculations, Imam Hussein was a loser in the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, okay.
Look, because Imam Hussein got killed, right? But whose name is now very high, Hussein or Yazid?
You mean more famous in the world?
And we have seen the kid of Imam Hussein, a six-month child of Imam Hussein was killed.
Okay.
So could we say, okay, Hussein, your kids, your family members are being killed.
Okay.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So we take the lessons from that story and we are going to implement that story in our real life today. For that number of people, for example, who were, for example, altogether 72 people, 18 from his family were killed.
Okay.
So could we say such a thing to Hussein?
Okay, this is, something we can think about at least.
It's good for us as a Muslim, ideologically, we need to trust whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. His assistance is there, is with us. We need to step in Allah's way.
Uh-huh. So this is it. You have to have a belief, a very confirmed one, and then start taking actions and fight for your beliefs. And sometimes you have to sacrifice.
You might be saying, okay, why should we go directly to this solution? This was the first day solution, brother, but we postponed it. But we have even tried those, peaceful solutions that comes from the Western side. But did they work out? At the end or not? We didn't see any outcome from that.
Mm-hmm.
All these 8 decades, almost, they tried to deceive people. And they gave them nothing. Now look at the map of the Palestine.
Okay.
What is the portion of Palestinians, the original Palestinians in that map? So it decreases day by day, and they are getting
little
limited
by little,
day by day.
It gets smaller and smaller.
So, but they have already gone for the solutions that you are talking about, bro.
No. Okay.
Right? But there is no, there was no result and no consequence in that.
Yeah, this is, exactly what you mentioned is very important, and that's that was very well said. But I would like to, something that comes to my mind, and I would like to ask this from Dr. Rouhani. Is it right to say it in this way? Correct me if I'm wrong. That sometimes you believe in something, and it's a very confirmed and very something that is rooted in your heart, and you believe in it, and it's something in accordance with Allah's way. So you step in this road, and this road sometimes you lose, and sometimes sometimes you have to sacrifice everything, and then you have to wait and see what happens.
It has at least two different kind of aspects. If you are in a normal situation, normal conditions, of course, you have to have some pre-planned kind of things. You have to have fully preparation. You have to first empower yourself, facilitate your people, and prepare whatever you need, improve and perfect all things that you need. This is in a normal situation, normal conditions, you have to do this way. But if you are not in normal condition, if this is a kind of emergency kind of situation and condition that you have no any other way except to sacrifice. Here, of course, we are not deciding about the people of Palestine. They themselves will decide what to do. But if they are, we just say if and if. Mm-hmm. If there is an emergency kind of situation, that there is no any other solution, there is no any other room for doing any other thing, the only way is to sacrifice yourself. Mm. Of course, here, then the people might decide.
The sacrifice
will be
resistance.
The last decision. Yeah. Resistance, of course, will get some sacrifice, as we see now, for example, thousands of people killed. Mm. And many, let's say, places, the buildings were destroyed completely. You know, of course, these are the disastrous aspects of war always. But it seems that for the Palestinians, again, this is the solution, that, of course, if they can find some peaceful kind of solution to their problems, of course, they would do. They will decide. But if not, of course, if there's no any other way, then what can one do, you know, if there's no any other case? In the story of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, as-salam, it said for Abu Abdullah, there was no any other choice. Finally, he decided to do that because he called upon all the companions, all the elites, all, let's say, the great scholars, ulamas, but no one listened to Abu Abdullah, and of course, finally, he decided to do that. That's why it depends. It depends on what kind of situation you are.
And these kind of sacrifice has its own personality and characters.
Of course,
and
it has
know,
its
not
game,
many people
you know?
Are like this, and not many people understand it. It's Ashura, the great day, we know.
Yeah, you know, if you go back
most
to the history,
left.
I can very briefly most mention the story of Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh killed all the kids and the babies were born in that specific time. You know, to stop the spreading of religion, of divine teachings in the world. But what happened later is that Moses, the prophet Moses, was raised up in the house of Pharaoh by his wife.
It means no matter how hard you try.
I mean that we should be always hopeful. That even if all the babies were killed by a Pharaoh, but the result was this, that Moses became the prophet and it was Pharaoh who finally defeated.
And years after that, this truth has been known.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And this is it was a great round of discussion. I wish we could talk about it more. Success is counted sweetest by those who never succeed. To comprehend the nectar requires sorest needs. As he defeated dying, in whose forbidden ear the distant strains of triumph burst agonized and clear. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to tune in next time. I wish the mighty Allah bless you and bless your souls and your hearts. Farewell, everyone.
Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine.